Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, September 18th, 2013 edition of the Sands Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I am there recording from Las Vegas, Nevada. The big news today is Microsoft releasing an emergency bulletin regarding a new vulnerability in Internet Explorer that evidently has been exploited already in some targeted attacks. In response to this new vulnerability, Microsoft published a fix-it solution. Now, as usual, these fix-it are not patches, but they are more or less workarounds that you can apply in order to limit your exposure to this particular vulnerability. The fix-it only applies to the 32-bit version of Internet Explorer. It does apply to all versions of Internet Explorer, as in 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, as well as 11 on all current operating systems. Now, in order to apply this particular fix-it, you first need to apply this month's cumulative security update that was released on September 10th, MS-1369. So make sure that particular update is in place, then apply the fix-it. As usual, there are two fix-its available, one to actually apply the workaround, one to unapply it in case you have any problems with the workaround. Sometimes there are some unintended side effects. At this point, I haven't really seen a lot of details regarding this vulnerability, so I don't think there is a wide public exploit available at this point. However, you should probably still apply the fix-it at least. Typically, within a week or so, we will see some public release of an exploit for this vulnerability. And then we got continuing stories about bad random number generators. This time it's the Taiwanese National Citizen Digital Certificate Database. It's a database where people can deposit their digital certificates in order to use them, for example, for authentication. Now, these certificates are generated by smart cards, and the smart cards themselves are certified by FIPS, by NIST, by various other national standards. However, none of these standards prevented that these particular smart cards tend once in a while to create bad secret keys that are easily factored if the public key or the certificate is published. In this particular case, researchers found 184 distinct certificates in this database that were known to be weak. Also, these particular certificates only use 1024-bit RSA keys. Yet again, the problem here is a weak and also somewhat badly implemented random number generator. Of course, in these smart cards, it is not that easy to come up with a good random number generator. I did publish a diary earlier today addressing that problem somewhat. Now, more from a server or workstation perspective, where you can use some other external means to collect entropy for a random number generator, in this case cameras and microphones. So if you're interested in that, take a look. I linked to a couple of projects that do provide alternative random number devices for Microsoft Windows as well as for Linux. But well, let's stick a little bit here with cryptography. Another issue, of course, that has occupied us for the last couple of years or so is passwords that are either not hashed at all or hashed inadequately. So as a result, a lot of systems implemented very good hashing practices at first sight, like, for example, the use of the PDKF2 function, which is very good in producing very random hashes, but also takes quite a bit of CPU and memory resources, which of course hinders brute forcing. This has now been used to attack some systems that implemented these functions. Turns out if you don't restrict the length of the password, an overly large password can lead to denial of service against the system. Now, the passwords we're talking about here are ridiculously large, as in the order of a megabyte. So if you do implement any of these functions, make sure that you do restrict the length of the password. I would think something like 100 or 1,000 characters is more than long enough and does prevent this particular problem. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.